So here we are at Radio Days, and Alad, the head of Radio 1, has just made a big announcement on stage. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
I'm very excited about this. So we have been using a presenter demo uploader on Radio 1 for the last few years to help us get as much access to people across the UK as possible. And I've been working with Sam at the Radio Academy to see if we can share that uploader with the entire youth radio industry. And Sam said yes. So today we're announcing that we're going to work on that, and we'll see where it goes.
So this is a system you've been using for your Christmas takeovers on Radio 1. And the process is really simple. People upload their demo, you have a listen, and then you say, oh, we like you.
Yeah, exactly that. There's advice on what we're looking for and how to do it. A bit of information about them, not too much. And then it's uploaded. And it's more the back end. It's the stuff that happens behind the scenes that's really great about the uploader, because you can manage it much better than you would if it's just sent to you on an email and just sits in your inbox and you either do or don't do something with it. This way, there's a team of people, me and my team, that can see those demos, and then depending on what we choose to do with it, we can then share that with production teams if we want to move them onto a pilot. And then because of data protection, they only see what's in their folder. So it's just a little bit more robust than saying, just email me your demo.
And some of your predecessors would have got tapes or CDs sent in the post. Presumably that doesn't happen anymore.
If it does, I don't get them, so don't do it.
But how many unsolicited demos do you actually get on a week-to-week basis?
It goes up a lot more once I've done a schedule change announcement. But I'd say 20 to 50 a month. Yeah, so it's quite a lot.
And the way this is going to work, Sam Bailey is here from the Radio Academy as well. It's opening up wider than Radio 1. And so the way you've sold this on stage is you don't need to know who the PD is at the station you want to contact. You don't need to know their email address. You do it by this and people will be able to pick the station they're interested in working on.
Yeah, I mean, what an amazing initiative. And I'm so pleased that Alad approached me and asked this to be sort of Radio Academy badged, because, you know, I've spoken a couple of times here at Radio Days Europe about wanting the Radio Academy to be at the centre of the industry. And, you know, it's such a vibrant industry in the UK, audio and radio. And, you know, you get people who from day to day may consider themselves to be rivals, right? And what the Radio Academy can do is unite people on a common ground, which is the passion for the medium. And any initiative that can put the Radio Academy at the centre of the industry like that is something that I want calls about every day. So I was so delighted when Alad asked us to be part of this.
And as it was discussed when we were talking, do as you've always done, you get as you've always got. And you look around you and you said about you don't need to know who the PD is for that station or their email address. And that's why we keep getting the same type of people coming into the radio industry all the time, because they're the kind of people like us who can make it to freelance around our stations. This uploader gave me the insight that you can level the playing fields and reach new people with different backgrounds who may not be radio focused, but would be good on radio no matter where they are in the UK. And I think that's important.
And tell us the kind of stations that might be involved with this. You're doing all the kind of the negotiations at the moment.
It really is early days. I've called all the groups in the radio industry just to kind of hear, is this something you'd be interested in talking about? And everyone's been positive about the conversation. The devil will obviously be in the detail, whose data protection policy is going to be working, what the rights are, who does it go to, who owns it, how you share it, all that kind of detail, boring stuff, but is important to go through. And we haven't started that conversation yet. But so far, so good.
Yeah, I guess if there's an option to tick more than one station that you're interested in working for, you end up fighting over them, don't you?
That's totally fine. And actually, I would encourage people not to do that, because if you have a demo, it shouldn't really work for the Hits and Kiss and Radio 1. I would still encourage you to tailor it to the one you want. But at least now there's a way of reaching those stations.
And this is focused on getting new, younger presenters into the industry. So it's not that you're going to be able to upload a demo to work at Radio 2 or Gold or, you know, an older sounding station, I guess.
Well, I know certainly that's the focus at the moment, but hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. Who knows? Who knows?
Asking for a friend.
It's young because that's the focus I've had. And I've noticed the need to lower the entry barriers into the industry for young people. That's where this came from. But from the conversations I've had with the rest of the industry, they've pushed for speech, not just music, and older. And there's definitely room to go there. I would say that the likes of Radio 2 aren't needing to find new talent in such a way, because you can pick up more established presenters from the stations like mine that are breaking new talent. But I'm sure there'll be a need for it, and we'll see where it goes.